Hi, this is Dean Haglund. I'm Langley from The X-Files, and you're listening to The X-Cast.
Welcome to a very special edition of The X-Cast, the first one recorded live on stage in my hometown of Birmingham, as me being Tony Black, as part of the first independent podcast festival in the UK held outside of London. It was an episode designed around a series of slides on a cinema screen, which sadly you guys obviously can't see, but hopefully Carl and I do a decent enough job of explaining them and it doesn't lose too much in the translation to pure audio. This was great fun to do with a live, if fairly small, audience, but everyone was very kind and welcoming, and it was a really fun day. Big thanks to our boy Matt Latham for some excellent pictures and a bit of video of the event, which you can find on the XCast Basement Facebook group if you want to see myself and Carl looking very hot and sweaty on a stage. And even bigger thanks to organisers of the event, Mark Steadman and John Hickman, for giving us the platform to bring the X-Cast to the stage. We might well be back for a sequel episode, you know, a Kitsunigari to push out, or maybe a Tombs to squeeze is, you know, a better one, in 2019. So who knows? Keep an eye out for that. So without further ado, anyway, I present the X-Cast live on stage. The truth is in here. It's better. Right, let's try this again. Hello, welcome everyone to the X-Cast. The truth is in here and not out there. And we're at specifically the Mockingbird Cinema in Birmingham, England. And this is for our American listeners, because there are one or two. And at the Birmingham Podcast Festival. So I'm Tony Black, one of the X-Cast hosts, and I'm joined by...
I'm Carl Sweeney.
I was going to say your name, but you jumped in there. Nice quite to see you, so yeah, thanks everyone for sticking around for this podcast all about, as you guessed, Murder, She Wrote. No. yeah, The X-Files, which, well, just show of hands, who's ever seen or is a fan of The X-Files? Few. Okay, great. who's watched all of it? Yeah, must do. Okay, right. Well, I'm gonna give you an out. Okay, at this point, because what we're gonna do today, our show normally is covering obviously the X-Files, going through the whole show, and we're up to about season 3 now of like season 11 and counting. Our show is like weekly, going through the episodes. What we thought to do today is to try and explain the biggest mystery the show has ever given us, which is, what is it actually all about, Carl?
Well, I don't know. Still working it out. You're talking about the alien conspiracy, I guess.
Yeah, or otherwise known as the mythology and the myth arc. Because if you've ever like been a fan of the X-Files, if you've ever heard anyone talk about the X-Files, they never seem to know what it is or what it means. So before we start, I want to ask you guys, what is the alien conspiracy of the X-Files? Silence. Complete silence. Does anyone know, like, what it all means?
The truth about do aliens exist?
Basically.
Is it Beyonce Fletcher pregnancy? Well,
I was going to say that, season 12, yeah. Yeah, it is... Kind of, yeah. Well, yeah, it is. But it sort of goes down this massive rabbit hole, doesn't it, really?
Several, I would say.
Several rabbit holes. Yeah. So we thought today we'll just sort of talk through that and see if it makes any more sense after us two sort of uber nerd fans can try and make sense of it with you. And then maybe you'll go away with an appreciation of the X-Files you didn't have, or a desperation to never, ever see it again, which is probably what will happen. Incidentally, you might have noticed this. Right, this T-shirt, which says, "Scully, it's me," which is what
Agent Fox Mulder, who's one of the two agents, the FBI agents who investigate the paranormal, says to Scully, now, I bought this with every intention of wearing it. And then I tried it on. And worryingly, this is extra large, right? And I tried it on. Wasn't happening. So I thought, I'll bring it anyway, right? I did think about, shall I wear it and just admit that, like, it doesn't fit me? And then just sit here in an X-Files T-shirt that doesn't fit me. And I thought, no, right? So I'll just put it there. Just to show my intent, because you're wearing one. So, yeah, do you want to explain what your T-shirt is?
This is a sea monster that appears at one point in the show. So yeah. I thought it was a nice obscure one. I didn't think anyone would pick up on it.
All right, is anyone a big enough fan to know what episode that comes from? No. You will be by the end. No, you probably won't, actually. Should we kick off? Should we kick off with trying to explain it all? Okay. And see how far we get, really.
Where do you begin?
Well,
I don't know.
Right, I feel as well like I'm being abducted with this light right now. It's like, take me. Yeah. But yeah, this is like a traditional sort of grey alien. Do they call them greys in the show?
They call them that at several points, don't they? But this is the kind of alien you kind of associate with the show, I guess, most frequently.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So a grey alien is the basic sort of... They're sort of here to destroy us, maybe. And... also, maybe, like, just abduct us. So...
they definitely have some evil intent, don't they?
Yeah.
And, they look at us as kind of lab rats, I think.
Yeah.
It's a bit harsh, if you ask me.
Yeah, but, yeah.
There we go.
They're a strange bunch, because you never quite know what they're doing. And obviously, with The X-Files, the big point of it is that it's a conspiracy. So it kind of links a bit to Kat's podcast earlier, which was all about... Yay, there you go, shout out. Which was all about conspiracy. We haven't had the Beyonce episode, as we said yet, but of the X-Files. But yeah, it's all one big conspiracy to cover up these guys, basically. But where does it all start? So when the show begins, there's lots of different aliens, isn't there?
There are. They're kind of, you know, aliens that are addicted to sex, I think, at one point, and can seduce people. What else? There's like space aliens from Mars, like the face of Mars. I don't know, worms. Parasites.
Yeah.
All sorts.
Interesting you went to the sex one straight away.
This is just where my mind goes. I'm
actually. Wasn't that episode called? That was that Genderbender, wasn't it? Which it's probably a bit out of date now, isn't it? A transsexual alien murderer who, like, goes around, like, murdering, basically.
After the sex.
After that. after the sex, crucially. Yeah. But he's also part of, like, an Amish cult.
Yeah.
Who are maybe aliens and maybe not aliens. But actually, like, what is it all about, really? Why is there an alien going around having sex?
I don't think I ever got to the point of understanding that. it was a pretty nifty episode, wasn't it?
It was. But does it link to the conspiracy?
No, I don't think it does. No. They're shapeshifters, aren't they? So maybe, but...
Are they shapeshifters?
I think so. It changes from male to female.
Oh, my God. I'm confusing myself. So, anyway, basically, there are lots of them. So, the first ones, like, the main ones are the greys, and they can, like, they can shapeshift, right,
yes,
as well?
Yes, I believe so, yeah.
Okay. So, just in case this isn't confusing enough, right? And then there's these little fellas. Right. What are they? What's that?
That's an alien fetus, isn't it? Looks like it.
You said that like it's the most normal thing in the world. That's an alien fetus. Yeah, standard. Yeah.
We were doing the Beyonce thing, I don't know if it's the size of an avocado. Or, I'm not sure. This is important, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, it is. It is quite important. It's what's called the Erlenmeyer in the Erlenmeyer flask, which is basically part of a conspiracy to create an alien human hybrid?
That's it.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's an alien human hybrid?
Yeah.
It's a hybrid
between.
Of an alien grey and a human. right,
so super strong, you know.
Breathe
underwater.
Breathe underwater,
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can exude green blood, which is toxic, yeah?
Yes, to humans, not to aliens.
Not to aliens.
No.
Why isn't it toxic to aliens?
I don't know.
What I'm asking you, like, you have an answer. Tell me, Colin, why is it toxic?
Maybe it is certain types of aliens. I don't know.
Right. Do we see that in the show?
No, I don't think so.
So how do we know that it might be toxic to other aliens?
We call an educated guess.
Fair enough. Okay, so yeah, that's the Erlenmeyer flask. That's important, right? We'll come back to this.
What, the
there's a quiz?
Oh.
Oh, right, okay. We normally do a quiz. We should have done that, actually. Okay, so yeah, it all sort of started here. Where's this? Anyone get any idea?
Broad Street.
Yeah, it's in Broad Street. Roswell. Yeah. Roswell, New Mexico. Where I've been there.
Have you?
Yeah. It's rubbish. Right. it really is. Right. There's nothing there. That it's just a street.
Well, what did you expect?
This, if I'm being honest, right? I know this was like 1947
yeah.
and Channel 5, apparently. But, like, yeah, it's nothing there. There is a museum full of alien stuff, but it's surprisingly dull. I was really disappointed. I really was. I don't know what I thought was going to be there, but it wasn't, like, just a street. No. I found a massive Jar Jar Binks in a junk shop. Like, a massive, massive jar, like this big. Okay, yeah, actually he does, yeah.
What do you reckon happened with the real Roswell? Because I've always just assumed, you know, too much is made of it. But what do you reckon? You've been to the site, so, you know.
Yeah, I've been to that, yeah. I think it was a weather balloon.
Okay. Wasn't that part of the story?
The cover-up?
Yeah.
I believe the cover-up.
Okay.
I don't know if it's true, yeah. But I believe what they told me.
Okay.
Why am I doing a podcast on the X-Files? I believe what I'm told. But yeah, anyway, it all starts here at the at Roswell, which is where they found this fella, the Erlenmeyer flask, apparently. Yeah. It might be that one. It might be another one in another similar case. Okay. I don't know why he's that... Well, I suppose he's that small because he's a fetus, isn't he?
Yes.
Because he grows into this in the end. Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, all starts here. At Roswell, and they like to do things like this as well, these greys, which is what I feel like I'm having happening now.
Aren't there some stats that, like, you know, 3% of the public think they've been abducted by aliens or something like that?
All right,
so,
okay.
I don't know, is anyone in this room has been abducted? Or I've never met anyone who's claimed to be abducted.
No,
but it is this real phenomenon, isn't it, that, you know,
3% is quite high, isn't it? Like, is that of the world?
Maybe 3% is the sightings, maybe. That seems a bit more realistic.
What, I've seen...
Of UFOs.
That. Just not crashed, presumably. Yeah. Not. Why? I wonder why it did crash. Do they put that in the show?
I don't think so. No.
Drink driving. Drink space driving. I don't know. You will find that we go down a few alleys here, and it doesn't all make sense, which you probably have already guessed, right? In that I'm sort of going around in circles. But that's kind of what it does. So, like... Yeah, anyway, she's an alien abductee, which you see a fair bit of in the show. Why are they abducting humans?
It's all part of these tests, isn't it? They're ongoing, you know. The actual purpose of it seems to change around a little bit, doesn't it, from what I remember? But
yeah, so why? What was the first reason they were abducting humans?
As part of the hybrid scheme, you mean?
The hybrid scheme?
Yeah.
Sounds like a pyramid scheme. it's like a business venture.
Yeah.
They're trying to make this with a human, which kind of looks a bit like... Oh, no, not him. We'll get to him, right? And him. Them, right?
Okay.
It looks a bit like them. So, God, you can see the bad makeup on them, can't you? They're like, it's like they're out of a bad Star Trek episode from the 60s. Look at that one! They haven't even bothered with that one, look, in the middle.
But that's the internet.
That's ridiculous. Anyway, so they're trying to create these guys, alien-human hybrids. And they're abducting humans in order to do that, but why are they trying to create these guys again? Because this is the ultimate thing. They've got this fella. God, this is going to be hard work, isn't it, flicking behind these slides. Right, they've got this fella from, no, not that, from this, who then becomes this by way of, well, not him, we'll get to him in a bit, by way of this. So what's it all about?
It's all about the takeover of the Earth, isn't it?
The takeover of the Earth. Okay. So they're here basically to enslave us and destroy us.
Yeah. That's about it.
It's not about it. You're being optimistic here. There's a bit more, right? Because also you've got, not him. We'll come back to him. I know he's funny, isn't he? We'll come back to him. This guy. Right. Who's this fella?
This is, well, the guy, the human, is Colonel Marcus Aurelius Belt, isn't it? Is that his name?
Yes.
Yeah.
From the best episode ever, of the X-Files.
No, it's not.
It is. It's an episode called Space in the first season. I urge you to check it out, right? Because you've heard of the Face of Mars, right? The mystery of that. Have you heard of that one? Anyone? Yeah? No?
There might all be
right.
Some people who don't
couple
know
of, couple, couple of nods. Yeah. Couple of nods in the audience. What is the Face of Mars? Talk about it.
Well, it's the idea that you can look at Mars and see a face on it, isn't it? In the kind of in the craters. in the craters and whatever, it makes a face and it, you know, is there something out there? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. That's the basic gist of it. But in the X-Files, what they decide to do is make that face a space ghost. Right? Which I'm not even making that term up, right? They even at one point say there's a ghost outside the ship when they're up in space, right? So there's a space ghost haunting some astronauts, and this guy's an astronaut, and then he comes back and he's got a space ghost in him. So that's another one.
Not the show's finest hour, is it?
Not really. No. It's the only time they ever did anything with NASA, all right? And they don't kind of tie this, I suppose, into the main story, do they?
No.
Which is a shame. I kind of think that's a shame. I think the space ghost running around would have been brilliant. It'd be like the Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Basically. But yeah, the Face of Mars, that's another one. So there's some real randoms cropping up here. There's the ones that connect to the main story, where you get some proper mega randoms. Like, not him, we'll come back to him. This fella.
Right.
Anyone know who this is? That's the point I'm asking you that. Like, you're going to know who it is. Who's this, Carl?
Well, this gentleman's name is Lord Kinboat.
What?
Lord Kinboat, isn't it?
Lord Kinboat.
Yeah, he speaks kind of Shakespearean English. And he's actually...
We're not joking.
If anyone's seen stuff like Jason and the Argonauts, it's kind of styled on that kind of stop motion animation, isn't it?
He walks very, like, you know, and he talks like this. Doesn't he? He goes, "You have been chosen," like that. So yeah, and then he gets into a bit of it. See, there's two ships there, so he gets into a bit of a fight with this fella. Well, one of these, right? Who have a ship like this?
Yeah.
I just don't know. This makes no sense, does it really? Why do we even watch this show? Why are we still watching the show? Why are we doing a podcast on it?
We got into it at an impressionable age, I think, is the key, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, we did. So. And our impressions have still kept going. So there's the Face of Mars, Lord Kinboat. That's the alien. That's the hybrids, random aliens. Who's this fella, anyway? He doesn't look like... He's not one of them, is he? He's not grey.
No, he's not. He looks very much like a guy, doesn't he?
He does look like a guy.
He looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
He does look a bit like Schwarzenegger, yeah. Yeah.
But with he's the alien bounty hunter, isn't he?
The alien bounty hunter?
Yeah.
Right, so what's he here for?
Well, he's kind of a mercenary who's sent down to kind of take us out, isn't he, as and when required, or take out, you know, whoever needs dispatching, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So who is he normally going after?
He goes after aliens who've kind of rebelled and stuff, doesn't he?
Right, so he's going after rebellious aliens. Yeah. Are they... the same aliens who are made in the tube?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah. Right. Okay. So, just to recap, all right, just in case, like, it's not clear. we've got the Greys, who are being made in the tubes in the Erlenmeyer flask. They all came from Roswell, which is a crashed ship. They are being abducted. They're abducting humans to create an alien-human hybrid. You've got the weird guys knocking about, these two, and then he's come to kill some of these aliens. So that's where we're up to right now, okay? Have I recapped that fairly well?
I think it's pretty clear, isn't it? It's so simple, a six-year-old child can understand it. I mean, I can't make head or tail of it, but if anyone's got a six-year-old
child... Have we got any six-year-old children? Right. So, there's a conspiracy going on, and he comes down to kill some people, and they're trying to make these hybrids, and there's a bee. What has this got to do with it?
The bees are pretty pivotal, aren't they, actually? You know.
Right.
Because the bees... Well, the bees kind of transmit a virus, I think.
Not the bees! Go on. They transmit a virus, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
An alien virus.
An alien virus.
Yeah.
Is this the same alien as Lord Kimbo?
No, definitely not.
The hybrids?
Possibly.
The alien bounty hunter?
Potentially.
The Him?
Definitely not.
No. The Greys?
I think it is, isn't it?
Right.
Yes,
okay.
I think so.
Got there in the end. Right. So the bees have a virus. Who made the virus?
The Russians, didn't they?
The Russians.
At one point.
Yeah.
They're up to all sorts of
stuff.
Those
Russians. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Well, no, there's more.
And the Americans.
And the Americans, yeah.
Right, okay. So there's a bit of a Cold War going on to create a virus and a vaccine to this virus, right?
Ultimately, yeah.
Okay, so what's this virus supposed to do?
This is what kind of makes us passive, isn't it? Takes us out, ready for the invasion, I think.
Right, okay.
Is that right?
Yes. So the virus destroys us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then makes this fella.
Yeah.
Who's this fella?
He's called Dimitri, if my memory serves me right.
Dimitri.
Yeah.
Okay. So he doesn't look well, does he?
He's probably seen better days, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he has, really. So this is the black oil, right? Okay.
Does anyone remember this? I watched the show, you know, because this was quite a big part of it. I wonder. Anyone
remember this?
No.
I think everyone just collectively forgot this show after they watched it. It's like, doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, yeah.
Wipe it from my memories. What do people remember from the X-Files? Just out of curiosity while we're asking this.
That guy kept smoking.
That guy kept smoking. Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
We were lucky enough to speak to him on the show, actually, for a briefly bit. And yeah. Amazingly, he sounds quite like he talks.
And actually, he's got a Birmingham connection, hasn't he?
He does have a Birmingham connection, yeah. Because he used to do theatre at the Alex. Yeah, Alexandra
Theatre. In the 60s or something like
in
that.
In the 60s, yeah. Way before the X-Files. So there's a random fact.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, the smoking guy. Anyone else?
The guy that infected drains.
Yes.
Which is the only episode I can remember of the whole.
That was an early one. That was Toombs.
Yeah.
His name is, yeah. Well done. Okay, well done. he's not our fact checker, right? But yeah, his name was Toombs. He could squeeze through drains, and he was the first what they call Monster of the Week. So you get loads of those. Anyone else? Anyone else got anything they can remember exactly?
Yep.
Go on.
Unresolved sexual tension.
Well, just a little bit.
just for a while, wasn't it? That went on for years. Didn't
yeah.
It? Yeah.
Anyone know how that got? Do you know how that got resolved?
Wasn't it?
Well, that's where the bee comes
in. Ah,
yeah.
Brings us back to the bee. Right. I know, right? You're absolutely right. They almost kiss, and then this little fella.
Stung by a bee.
And then bees.
And then bees! Because this little fella, as it turns out, is in a collar. And then he stings her. I know. I was pretty shocked. And they was like this. They were so close. And then, yeah, she gets this, sort of. Doesn't quite get to this stage where it becomes like what they call black oil, which takes you over, doesn't it?
It kind of changes around a bit, doesn't it? But yeah, it's like an alien life force that invades your body, you know, and it starts to control you. It's pretty scary stuff, actually.
It is quite scary, yeah. So that's what would have happened to her through the bee, because they've put that in that. In order to help create, not him, that.
Who are they? Not them. You said they've done that to do that. Who are they?
That's a good point.
Them. Not you. The smoking man. Right? So do you know who the smoking man is?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So he's like the one of the head guys who like creates the conspiracy. So that's... Basically, old white geezers,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, they're this kind of shadowy cabal, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know, with government ties, at least.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah. So they're basically trying to create a, like, worldwide sort of virus death thing that will kill everyone. Okay? Why are they... Go on.
So these shadowy government figures
right.
are Mulder's boss and that smoke.
He's sort of Mulder's boss. He's Mulder's boss's boss. Sort of.
He's certainly human-looking, though, I remember.
Yeah, he is, yeah.
Very keen. A world where everyone looks like these latex puppet things. That feels like not a great step for any government official.
No, you know, it's even something Trump doesn't seem that interested in right now. But yeah, it is a bit odd. There are reasons. We will come to that. Okay, there are reasons for why he's doing what he's doing.
That necessity, I guess, is part of it.
Right. Yeah. So. So yeah, you've got the Greys. They're trying to create the hybrids through this little fella. It all started in Roswell. They're abducting humans. Forget him. He's like an alien bounty hunter who comes down to kill aliens who go renegade. This is what they end up sort of creating, hybrids. Forget him. And the bees are filled with the alien virus, the black oil, which will then sting people, which creates this. And then, yeah, everyone, in theory, will be quite... I'll forget him. Hang on, we'll come to him. Right, who is essentially birthing an alien, aren't they?
Yeah.
So when they're stung by this, this ends up not only taking them over,
yep,
it births another alien.
It does.
A bit like the film Alien.
Yep.
Right, basically.
And we're only kind of halfway through the show, aren't we?
We haven't even got to the end yet, right? We're nowhere near the end yet, right? But, so, yeah. And the idea is that when the aliens come back, right, because they've gone, basically, they're not on Earth, they're just randomly knocking about. So when they come back, they will end up infecting everyone with this through the bee, which will then create a new alien. All right, that's the gist of it. So then, who's this guy?
Right.
Because he looks a bit like...
He does.
Him, doesn't yeah. he? So were they related?
Well, he's alien, isn't he? Definitely.
Yeah.
They've got different kind of affiliations, though, don't they?
Yeah.
He's kind of a rebel. He's a renegade. He's a maverick.
Right, okay. Yeah. So he's sewn up his eyes in order to prevent himself getting infected yes. by this, the black oil.
Yeah.
Looks like you're losing the will to live, yeah, basically. Yeah. let alone the audience of the X-Files over 10 years. But yeah, so they're basically trying to stop the smoking man. Oh, I keep pointing to you, right? Like you're the smoking man. Right? It's you, yeah. You're the conspiracy. And they're basically trying to prevent this happening. Poor Dimitri, right? So, yeah. Why is he wearing a baseball cap?
Because he's a...
It is cool.
This is actually, and this is not a joke, this is a baseball-playing alien, isn't it?
A baseball-playing alien. Yeah. Who, in an episode, around the sixth season of The X-Files, it all goes a bit wacky, right? It really does, right? They start having episodes where they go back in time and they encounter sort of their doubles yeah. on like a cruise ship.
Yeah.
Bruce Campbell comes in as like the devil. You've got like, what else? There's an episode all about weather.
There's a Groundhog Day type episode, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a Groundhog Day episode. And there's one about a baseball playing alien who can shapeshift in the 40s.
That's about it,
right? It's actually a really, really touching story, right? But no, it really is. It's really quite sad and nice.
Yeah.
This is the point where everyone sort of goes, you've heard the term jump the shark, right? Yeah. Where everyone sort of goes, this has gone a bit far now. Like, what are you doing? Back in the day, it was quite scary. Now, like, you've got, baseball playing aliens and all this weirdness. But he's the same as the first one, wasn't he? The Grey.
Yes.
So,
Except he plays baseball.
Yeah. Right. So it sort of connects to Roswell. Because it was happening in Roswell. And anyway, that's another random one. So now we get to the really weird stuff. Right? What's this?
This is an artifact.
Yes.
A mysterious artifact.
A mysterious artifact. Do tell some more.
Well, it's got holy scripture and stuff inscribed in it, hasn't it? At least that's what they say.
Right.
It's hard to tell.
So this comes off an alien ship that has crashed in Africa, and it basically has the entire Quran on it, and the Bible, and the entire genetic structure of man.
Yeah.
As you do on an alien ship, right?
Yeah.
And it can also levitate. I'm not even kidding.
It can
levitate and spin around.
Yep. It can exert, weird forces on whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And it does that, doesn't it? Doesn't it give Mulder like a headache?
It gives him the ability to read minds.
Yeah, oh, that's it. He can read minds after he touches it.
Yeah.
What even are we talking about at this stage, right? Do you know why? Actually, no. He can read minds because Mulder was infected with this at one point,
yeah.
okay, in the fourth season. So he ends up being infected by the black oil and then he gets a vaccine which gets rid of it, but it leaves him with mind control powers that he doesn't know about until he touches this. Is that right?
That sounds good to me. Yeah.
That sounds logical. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay. So at this point, it all starts to get a bit godlike. So they're trying to basically say that aliens are God. Now, I don't know whether anyone believes in God or believes in aliens, but it's an unusual tie together, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, personally, I'm not sure about God. I think if he does exist, he's definitely an underachiever. But in terms of the X-Files, it does go into this kind of spiritual realm, doesn't it? It gets a bit hard to swallow at times,
yeah,
I'd say.
It goes a bit off the deep end with that, really. But it all sort of ties into the same thing. So they're here to destroy us by this point, with all this stuff you've seen, right? And when they find out that God is an alien or an alien is God, it kind of then goes off. They kind of forget about it, don't they? Because they destroy all the Smoking Man and the conspiracy, don't they? Yeah. Yeah. Right? So they all get killed by this guy, and he's like, there's more than one, right? And they all look the same. So they burn them with fire, and the Smoking Man survives, by the way. So breathe a sigh of relief over there. He carries on being evil. So they're all dead, and then they find this. And then, oh my God, that's Mulder. Yeah, I know. Gasps over there as well, again. Yeah. He gets abducted. Poor guy, right?
How they keep him looking so young.
It's exactly it, yeah. It's his magic makeup treatment.
Yeah. Well, no, the real reason is he was off trying to make films, wasn't he? He wanted to be like George Clooney, didn't he, Duchovny?
Yeah, Deb Duchovny, yeah. Didn't really pan out. Did anyone see Evolution, where he gets his arse out? Yeah, that was basically the subtitle of his career.
That's the highlight. Yeah.
That was the highlight, really. he gets abducted, and that's when the show goes mad again, doesn't it?
Kind of.
So, what's that about?
Right, this is... What is it? I don't know.
That is a vertebrae.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But it's made of metal.
Yeah.
Right? And it's inside a human guy who is what they call a super soldier.
Yes. It's all coming back to me now.
Right, so who are the super soldiers?
They are... Well, aren't they aliens? It depends. It depends which episode you watch, doesn't it? You get these different...
Right.
Explanations.
They are aliens, but they're not.
Apart from when they're not.
Apart from when they're not. Yeah. They're aliens that have been turned into aliens. They're humans that have been turned into aliens, right? And they put metal in them that turns them into aliens. That's what they're doing to him, okay, at that point, Mulder. But then he comes back and he's fine, and he dies, and then they bring him back to life because he's got a virus in him, and they find that's okay, and he's all right then, isn't he?
Yeah.
In the end.
It's cleared up pretty quick, actually.
Yeah, all makes complete sense. these now are the guys trying to take over, okay? But they are susceptible, aren't they?
They've got a fatal flaw, haven't they?
They do.
Which is...
This! Doesn't look rubbish at all, does it? What's that?
Well, this is a guy who's been exposed to magnetite.
Magnetite.
I'm not sure what that is, but
isn't it like a rare metal in like Mexico Native American rock?
That's it.
That allows them to die, basically.
Yeah.
So what's that doing there?
I don't know. It's been kind of stockpiled, isn't it? I don't know.
Stockpiled. Okay.
Yeah.
So at this point, it probably doesn't make a lick of sense, this, does it? Right? In that you've got all these different aliens and they're all trying to basically take over the Earth. So it kind of... Does it make sense, ultimately, by the end?
By the end, I'm going to have to say kind of. It doesn't make sense in the way many of us would like.
After all this description, that's all we've got to, kind of. Oh, there's lots
of loose ends, isn't there, I'm afraid?
Just a little bit, yeah. But the gist of it is that there's an alien race trying to take over the world. They're trying to destroy us with a virus that's in a bee. And then they're trying to create an alien-human hybrid out of it that will help enslave the human race. But they birth a new alien. And then they all get destroyed by aliens who cover their faces up and they burn their eyes out. And then another load of aliens are turned into aliens who have a metal spine in their backs, who end up becoming Terminators, who then get destroyed by a weird alien metal in the ground. And that's it, isn't it?
I think that's the essentials, isn't it? I mean, we haven't touched on the corn crops and all that kind of thing, have
we? Yeah. And the Nazi children. Yeah. And the clones.
Yeah.
And yeah, but we thought we'd spare you all that, really. Aren't we good? So yeah, any questions? Doesn't just have to be this madness, by the way. It can be about the X-Files in general, really. But is there anything you want to know about what we've just talked about? or the show?
We literally have 10 minutes for questions.
Okay. Wow.
I wonder if we should pass the mic to some resident conspiracy experts to see if they've got anything to say about this.
That might not be a bad idea.
I do have a question.
Oh, good.
Do you mind coming down to the mic, Kat?
All right, then. It'll do.
I don't really watch the X-Files much. But
now you tell us.
But I'm a Doctor Who fan.
Yeah.
And it strikes me as there's quite a lot of similarities between the two. Do you feel very strongly differently or the same? Because there's that kind of monster of the week idea with an overarching plot that doesn't necessarily make sense. And there's a lot of similarities.
But we just
there.
Explained it. I think they're obviously very different shows, but I think the similarity comes in the fact that they can be really elastic. In that Doctor Who can be any kind of story, any kind of week. You know, one week it can be quite a family story, then it can be out in the realms of space, then it can be this grand drama. The X-Files has that ability to be very elastic. It can be a comedy one week, the baseball alien. It can be a, you know, and then the other guy, Lord Kimbo. And then it can be really scary. It doesn't look like it from the things we've been talking about, but it actually can be. And then it can be wacky and off the wall, and then it can be quite, you know, somber. So I think it does have that, but then, like you say, it has the overarching story. But the overarching story, I don't know what you think, Carl, it kind of takes a lot longer. And whereas Doctor Who sort of wraps it up in one season, usually,
yeah.
The X-Files has never wrapped it up and probably never will.
No, that's definitely true. I mean, I've actually never seen an episode of Doctor Who, I'll confess. And the thing I think is genius about Doctor Who, just from what I do know, though, is the fact it can kind of renew itself with a new actor from time to time. Whereas I think the problem the X-Files always had was, you know, there were attempts to sideline Mulder and Scully or whatever and bring new characters in, but it's so tied to them, isn't it? Whereas Doctor Who's a great concept because it can be refreshed periodically, isn't it, I think? Yeah.
There's been a huge rise of conspiracy theories in the last 10 years, a huge boom. Do you think that the fact that a lot of people around now grew up on the X-Files, shows like that, shows like Doctor Who, and there was a huge surge of that while people were growing up, and it's led a lot of people to sort of question authority and stuff. And do you think that's contributed to the huge surge in conspiracy theories now?
Yeah, in a way, it's weird because looking back at the X-Files in the 90s, life felt so kind of quaint then, you know, but these kind of weird conspiracy theories were kind of quite safe to explore in drama. Whereas now I think when you delve into the world of like online conspiracies, it seems pretty frightening to me, you know. And I think this kind of hurt the series, actually, when it came back. You know, it had this period where it was off the air for 10 years. It came back in 2016, didn't it? And suddenly it's dealing with the same kind of conspiracies it always was, but it didn't seem as a kind of... it didn't seem quite the same. Did it didn't seem quite as... I don't know how to put it exactly.
Did anyone see the new episodes, by any chance? Did anyone catch them? I think they've been on, like, Channel 5. Yeah, no. And this is it, right? It's one of those things that went away and a lot of people kind of forgot about it. And then it came back more popular, obviously, in America, because that's where, you know, it came from originally. But, you know, what did have a big British following back in the day, you know, it was on Sky One, you know, back in the 90s and all this kind of thing. But when it's come back, a lot of people haven't really connected with it in the same way. And I think it's because nowadays, well, the newest series especially was very aligned with Trump. It was very aligned with these fears about modern America. And the problem in a way is that what's really going on in the real world is so crazy and used to be the stuff of conspiracy theory that now the X-Files can't kind of keep up in a way. It's like the real world is too nuts. And
I couldn't agree more.
Back in the day, the X-Files was coming up with all these things that you'd be going, this could never happen. Never be this cabal of old white men who would take over the country and start doing these horrendous things to the American people. And oops, you know, and that's the thing. It's become not even a parody or a satire of itself. It's just lost a little bit of that power in a way. And this is coming from people who still love it, still watch it and make a podcast about it every week. But yeah, it's changed. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, it really is out there and nobody cares if you know it anymore. That's the reality.
Yeah.
Oh,
good question. Thank you.
I'm going to make Tony sweat because I've been on the show, so. So you've done a great job at advertising all the mythology episodes, but what if someone wants to watch it? So wants to watch it, but ignore all this. Yeah. Is the show good enough to watch and miss all this?
Well, thank you for saying I've done a great job, because I really don't think I have. Right? Okay, I think I've confused people no end. But I think it's one of those shows now that if you went back, they're all on like Amazon Prime. So if you've got like Amazon Prime, it's worth watching. To be honest, you could skip all this, really. Much as it's like a bit, you know, funny to sort of look over it and see how crazy it all is. The best stuff really is the stuff you could just put on and watch. If you know the general concept, Mulder, Scully, a mystery, a bit of weirdness, off you go. And, you know, we could pick out like loads of those singular episodes that are just really, really good.
Anthology show, so it's like
it's sort of, in those senses it is like if you have the Monster of the Week or the basic single episode, it can feel more like an anthology show, really.
Yeah, totally. And it's like saying about the Liberating Mutant and the Monster of the Week format, and in many ways you could just pick, you go to a top 10 list or a top 20 list, couldn't you?
Yeah,
pick the ones out from there and just have a blast, I think.
And he's telling that you said Tombs,
yeah,
like, and that was episode 3 of the entire show, and he still sticks in people's minds, definitely. So that's a testimony, really, to the fact that if this episode today has taught you anything, don't bother with any of this, right? Because it makes no sense, and you'll just sit there going, "What is this all? What's this, the point of all this?"
Does anybody remember before the X-Files in the mid-60s there was a program called The Invaders?
Yes, because they base a fair bit of it on The Invaders. In fact, the guy who was in The Invaders, his name was Roy Thinnis, is actually in The X-Files playing a shape-shifting alien, right, in the end of season 3 and season 4. So but it was
that was more simpler than The X-Files.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean, the concept in that show was, I used to watch it,
yeah.
And it was easy watching because you knew what the aliens were. They were taking human form, but they had the little finger that you knew they were saying because the little finger couldn't bend. And they could be killed if ordinarily.
Yeah.
But they would burn. You would shoot them, or you would, you know, whatever you do to them. They were mortal because they took human shape.
Mm.
But when they die, they left no evidence because all they did was burn. And that concept, and it was just him against them and trying to convince people. In each episode that they're there and they're trying to overtake.
And that's what the X-Files becomes. It's just in a more complicated fashion, really. You know, the character of Mulder is doing that every week when you have an alien episode. The only difference with The Invaders was that it was every week he was involved with aliens, wasn't it? And then he was... Whereas in this, they mix it up with all these different things. But this concept is kind of evolved for the 90s, really. But they owe a big debt to The Invaders. You're absolutely right. And there's a bunch of shows like that, aren't there?
Yeah,
that
I actually watched a bit of The Invaders recently, and I definitely agree.
Yeah.
And you can also look at shows like Kolchak, The Night Stalker, and things like that, which are massive influences on The X-Files too, but not as complex.
No, not really. I don't think any. Not much is, really, once you break it down. Yeah.
One of the reasons I stopped watching Lost is because the overarching mystery was bullshit. They were obviously making it up as they went along, and I got disappointed in that. I didn't feel safe as a viewer because they're just going to pull, I don't know, here's a grizzly bear, like here's a fucking smoke monster. We're never going to explain it, but there you go. Eat that up. So I felt disappointed I stopped watching. Did you ever feel, as massive fans of X-Files, a little bit disappointed in the overarching conspiracies and how they don't actually make much sense sometimes?
By the time it gets to this magnetite stuff, definitely. I was pretty good with all the stuff before that. But no, a lot of fans did, definitely.
Yeah, this is like the last, what was originally the last episode, it was called The Truth. Brilliant name for a final episode. And yeah, that by this point, barely anyone was watching. And then it was cancelled like 2002. And then eventually had another movie and then came back in 2016. But by this point, everyone had left it. Main reason being that it had become, like you said, far too inconclusive. People like to have answers in television shows, in movies. Part of me likes it for the simple fact that it doesn't try and wrap everything up. And it does sometimes leave you with some ambiguity. You know, I dare say it, but I like Lost for the similar reasons in a way. But I'm in a minority. Most people agree with you, genuinely, that it really gets to a point where people are sick and tired of not actually having anything conclusively told. So while I don't mind, I think the X-Files really sort of shot itself in the foot for the fact it doesn't really answer anything. While at the same time, it does make sense, despite what I've done today, right? It's a mixed bag, I think.
Just one more, if anyone's got one. Anyone at all? Ross, you normally have a question. No. Yeah, go on.
is this going to be really complicated?
No. pertaining basically to the question or the thing you mentioned about it being on Sky.
Yeah.
I remember watching it on BBC Two, and it was on BBC Two for I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And I guess that was it for me. My parents didn't have Sky. My parents were not that keen on sport or subscriptions.
Yeah, yeah.
And that was it. That's the last I know about the show. And then they put the Outer Limits on it instead. I think.
Which was great.
So how much have I seen, and was that the best of the show?
I think...
The BBC had it all the way to the end, didn't they? But it kind of moved around the schedule.
But it went on BBC One, but yeah. It went to Sky first. I think you probably saw... At the most, the end of season two. Because by season three, it was on Sky. Because I remember the season three premiere in 95 on Sky. And then it came back to BBC, and then it was on after Match of the Day, so nobody bothered, right? On a Saturday, nobody watched it. But yeah, season two. So you must be really confused. It's all I can say. And that sort of sums the show up, doesn't it? Really. But, it's a great show if you pick and choose the bits to watch, I think, is the lesson today.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.
The X-Cast, an X-Files podcast, is produced and presented by Tony Black, alongside a dedicated group of podcasters and X-Files fans. You can find us on Twitter at The X-Cast, and on Facebook if you type in The X-Cast, or at our group, X-Files Basement, an X-Cast podcast fan group, where you can continue the discussion about all things Mulder and Scully. If you want to support The X-Cast further, you can now subscribe and become a patron of the show on Patreon. On Google, just type patreon.com/thexcast. That's P-A-T-R-E-O-N. You'll see all of our tiers, subscription options and perks, which include early access to episodes, bonus content such as commentaries on X-Files episodes, access to a patron chat zone, and even appearing on one of our patron roundtable discussions. We would appreciate any support you can give the show, so just go to patreon.com/thexcast to find out more. Our title music is provided courtesy of Will A, who you can find on Twitter at I am Will A Y E.